Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And as always, sponsored by Quantum Hypno. And thank you so much for your kind support in keeping me going here. Do appreciate it, folks. Right, I've got a bit of an update on the old hate crime in Scotland, in Bonnie Scotland. There's been a development which will come as a surprise to nobody, absolutely nobody who follows me. Quote, Fury as Scotland's new hate police tell woman they're discarding her complaint about a Star of David merged with a swastika in a Facebook post made by an SNP minister's relative because, drumroll, da-da, she isn't Jewish. What? So let's get the details on this one. It's insane. Police Scotland were last night embroiled in an extraordinary hate crime row amidst claims that a woman who reported an anti-Semitic Facebook post ended up being quizzed about her own ethnicity. A former police officer reported the post, which depicts a Nazi swastika within a Star of David, to the force, but claims she was told no charges would be brought because she's not Jewish. The post, which was made by a relative of an SNP minister, gosh, what a surprise, who the media won't name, is captioned, Nazism equals Zionism. The woman, who does not wish to be identified for fear of reprisals, said she alerted Police Scotland, but claimed she was then quizzed about her own background. Within an hour of giving a statement, she said officers told her that the complaint was discarded because she is not Jewish. And I'm looking at the image that was posted, and it is indeed, you know, a Star of David with the Nazi insignia in the middle of it. It was put up on Facebook. Now, a couple of things here. First of all, I fully support the right of people to post such garbage on social media if they want to. You know, listen, if this, I mean, is it offensive? Yeah. But people should be allowed to be offensive, as far as I'm concerned. I don't see a problem with this. So she shouldn't have been reporting it in the first place. I'm surprised that Facebook allowed it, mind you, but maybe Facebook is, you know, perhaps a law unto itself. But please, Scott, so she should have had rather thicker skin and just got on with it. You know, yes, it's offensive. Just, you know, suck it up, move along. But what's really bad is when Police Scotland say, allegedly, that they weren't going to pursue it because she's not Jewish. Well, what does that mean? I mean, sorry, so are Police Scotland saying that they will only pursue complaints made against a given sort of group where the person complaining is part of that group? How will they know if it's part of that group? That woman could have said, yeah, I'm Jewish. What about it? I mean, can we not complain about the trans community, some of their activities, if we are not trans? I mean, where, you know, honestly, I mean, Police Scotland, obviously a very woke police, I was going to call it a police force, but I'm sure they call themselves a police service. And this shows, you know, the whole mess that Humza Yousaf has created with this hate crime act legislation that's been pushed through. It's all over the place. You know my view on this one. I am very laissez-faire. I am happy to be offended. If people want to put up offensive stuff, I say let them put up offensive stuff. Maybe it's offensive to Jewish people. Maybe it's offensive to gay people. Maybe it's offensive to Palestinian people. Maybe it's offensive to Christian people. Look, I don't care. Live and let live. Stick the stuff up. If you don't like it, just swipe, move on. Don't get yourself into a tizzy about it. And for goodness sake, don't go wasting police time investigating hurty images or hurty tweets or hurty Facebook posts. Just don't do that. Have the strength of personality and character to say, yeah, I think that's a bit close to the mark, but, you know, so what? I mean, I support, for example, on a separate note, a post that was made a while ago by Lawrence Fox. I got him into a lot of bother. Hello, Lawrence. And this was the sort of the swastika within the sort of made out of the the gay flag colors. He put this up as his profile. It's very clever bit of graphic design, and I could see the point being made, and it was by no means hate speech, but he was heavily criticized for posting this, and he changed it and he stuck it in his profile. Clever design, and it actually makes a substantive point. You see, the point about all of this is that those who will not let us criticize them, they're the problem, not the criticizing of them. You got to get it in proportion. And so in this situation, I don't think that this constitutes a hate crime in any way. But then I don't believe there is such a thing as a hate crime in any way. There is that aspect to it as well. So anyway, but where Police Scotland have really gone wrong is to say, oh, no, we're not going to pursue this because you're making you're reporting this about a Star of David and you're not even Jewish, so you can't comment about it. I think Police Scotland will live to regret that one. I wonder what you think.